99.7 Today FM, Campbell River's hit music station. It's Ethan Morneau, and I once again had the chance to chat with Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent. Mayor Adams started things off this week, so let's get into it.
We've now opened up almost all of our park amenities that will be open this year. There'll be a couple ones that won't. In some cases, the service levels are not the same, and a good example of that is the Ken Ford boat ramp, where every year we have a window that we've agreed to with fisheries to be able to get in there and clear the gravel out, and then we store the gravel for foreshore repatriation. And with the COVID, we weren't able to do that this year to meet that window. So what our staff are going to be doing is removing whatever logs they can and what we are allowed to do to be able to make that accessible for kayaks and canoes and paddle boards and those types of things. But unfortunately, for small craft, that launch won't be accessible.
Okay.
But we're also working to help local businesses in the community to resume closer to normal operations, whatever that is. But we know that businesses are anxious to get back up and running, and we're going to work with them to try and do that in the safest way possible, working with the Chamber of Commerce and our ECDEV department and tourism. And we're also going to be seeing a lot more people coming up to City Hall, but in particular to the finance department. So we've put in a bunch of precautions there.
Yeah, so Ethan, unfortunately, although pretty much all of our playgrounds, sport fields, and outdoor facilities will be available for the remainder of the year. Unfortunately, some of our facilities will remain closed, and one of those is our outside pool, Centennial Pool, will remain closed this year,
right,
as will the Splash Park. We're actively planning on when and how we can safely offer indoor recreation services. But for the time being, the Sportsplex and Community Center also remain closed at this point.
Okay. Mayor Adams, you were just talking about more people coming up to the finance department. I'm guessing this is for property taxes. You guys mind just talking a bit more about property taxes this year and how it's being handled a little differently here due to COVID-19?
Yeah, I can start with that, Ethan. It's certainly been busy at the finance department. So people are coming in for a number of reasons: to purchase bus passes, garbage tags, dog licenses, and to pay property taxes. So for people that do come into City Hall finance department, they'll see things look a little bit different to address the COVID pandemic. So we've installed some plexiglass barriers, and we also have carefully marked spacing requirements, the 2-meter distancing is marked on our floor system. We also have hand sanitization in the lobby for everyone that comes in. We also have expanded our options to pay online, as well as, of course, to pay through the bank. So we are encouraging people to look at our online options with both credit card payment and also paying, if people wish to pay with cash their property taxes, then they can do that through the bank. And of course, using those options, we hope to avoid long lineups. We're also offering for the first time this year a drive-through service on, I think, 4 specific dates where people can come and park like you would in a drive-in, and our staff will come out to your vehicle, and you can pay your property taxes in that way as well.
Okay.
And Ethan, I can attest, it was last week I went online, and it was very easy and simple process to go in and do any deferrals and pay the taxes through e-transfer. So it worked quite well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe we talked about this 2 weeks ago, but I'm just curious again, if you wouldn't mind just discussing it a little bit more. Is the city still exploring some alternative options after the Safer Camping location was canceled for Homewood Road?
Well, as you know, Ethan, we made the direction not to proceed with that campground on Homewood Road, and are continuing to work with BC Housing now that they've purchased the Heritage River Inn.
Okay.
But also, part of that closure was also the fact that the province was not contributing the financial assistance with the reopening of COVID. That stream had kind of ended. So
okay.
We're looking more in our partnership with BC Housing to provide a more permanent solution rather than what that camp was going to be, which was only a temporary.
Okay. Anything else you guys would like to talk about for this week?
Well, the one thing, Ethan, with more people circulating around the community and getting out and about, and we do have visitors arriving, and some of the hotels and motels are opening up, and great news that the Comfort Inn won another national award.
Mm-hmm.
But this forward momentum requires each of us to continue to be diligent and maintain the high standards of hand washing and physical distance. And we have some of our local businesses that are great examples of moving ahead in line with the public health requirements. And we are working with our food and beverage places to expedite the expansion of the outdoor seating to be able to also meet some of those requirements.
Okay.
And our economic development department is continuing to work with the local business community, hosting weekly online meetups. And this is for a wide variety of businesses across our community, just helping our business community adjust to the new COVID environment. All these resources that are being provided through our economic development department now, the online meetups and online training, are available at no cost and really provide that necessary and key support to help people adapt to all of the fast-paced changes that the COVID environment has created.
Okay.
And Ethan, while we have had reduced meetings and reduced agendas during the COVID period, we are now starting to ramp up. So stay tuned, as there'll be a lot of material that council will be covering at our June 15th meeting. And we'll have our regular updates coming out of that meeting that we can share with you next week. But we're also going to be reinstituting our committee of the whole meeting. So that will really help move some of the things along that have been held up as a result of the pandemic.
Thanks again, Mayor Andy Adams and City Manager Deborah Sargent, for chatting with me right here on 99.7 Today FM.